A resolution may be near for a dispute between the tribe in Sand Point and Penn Air. Last month, the company issued a letter restricting several tribal members from flying, shipping cargo, or even entering the terminal. Penn Air is the only commercial carrier that services the remote Aleutian Island community. Penn Air offers the quickest and most reasonable way off and on the island, and residents have felt stuck. APRN's Wendy Jonathan reports.
Penn Air rents a terminal from the Chogan-Tayagunan tribe in Sand Point on the Aleutian Islands. Back in January of 2001, the tribe attempted to collect back rent, utilities, and other charges associated with the lease. After a year and a half of negotiating, bickering, and attempts to compromise and settle the dispute out of court, Tiffany Jackson, executive director of the Chogan-Tayagunan tribe, says they were left with no choice but to sue Penn Air. When the lawsuit was filed, Penn Air retaliated by posting a list of 15 community members banned from the terminal.
I'm not sure how they identified the people named in the letter. I'm assuming they went to the tribe's website and just picked the names they found.
The only other way off the island is to take an expensive charter plane, to take a very long ferry ride, or to wait for the Alaskan Maritime Highway, which only serves them every 2 weeks. With no other legitimate way to leave, Jackson, who's also banned from the terminal, says that a number of concerns quickly arose.
A concern for me personally, I have small children, and they're not on this list of banned people, but I was. So what happens if one of my small children got ill and needed to go to a doctor in Anchorage? I couldn't take them.
Jackson says that one community member had to take a 5-day ferry trip to Anchorage to assist family with a medical emergency after Penn Air banned her from flying. She says that one tribal member was turned away when he went to the terminal to greet incoming family members. Others were denied access to cargo planes, which affected their businesses and the economy of the community. Also, the tribe is in charge of collecting data on shellfish to protect their community and surrounding communities from paralytic shellfish poisoning.
Our environmental coordinator did go down and ask if she could get them shipped since it was an issue of community health, and she was told no.
As of this week, Jackson has gotten wind that Penn Air took down the no-fly list. Representatives from Penn Air said that the matter was resolving itself, but wouldn't comment further. Still, Jackson is hopeful that this dispute can end.
Hopefully, now that the letter has been withdrawn, we can get back to a positive, healthy relationship between the people and the community, and hopefully this division that's been created can kind of heal.
The lawsuit pertaining to back rent and other charges that Penn Air owes the tribe is still pending. In Anchorage, I'm Wendy Jonathan.